Attention, attention, this is History Lost in Time.
And welcome to episode 59 of the History Lost in Time podcast. This podcast is available in German and English on YouTube, Spotify and Podcast.de with a social media presence on Blue Sky and Instagram. Note for Spotify users, you can find the latest episodes on Spotify. For all episodes since the beginning, please visit Podcast.de and YouTube.
The topic of this episode.
Germany's defeat in the First World War was already sealed by late summer 1918. But while the home front collapsed and the Navy mutinied in Wilhelmshaven, Kaiser Wilhelm II, in an almost surreal gesture, still approved a gigantic construction order on September 11, 1918, the battleships of the L-20E Alpha class. This was not a simple successor to the Bayern class. The L-20E Alpha design was a quantum leap and a technological statement. 48,700 tons of displacement, which almost matched the dimensions of the later Bismarck class, and a planned main armament of 8 42-centimeter guns, the largest caliber ever planned for a German battleship. The L-20E Alpha class would have represented the pinnacle of battleship development for the German Empire. But was this ship, designed shortly before the collapse of the Reich, merely a desperate pipe dream, or was it a realistic design that offers us a glimpse into what the German Navy might have looked like in the 1920s?
Political agenda and background.
None.
The sources that were used.
Since these ships were purely a design construct and were never actually built, there are very few written sources about them. I therefore relied on a mix of online sources. Design work on the L-20E Alpha project began in July 1914, shortly before the outbreak of the First World War. Construction was planned to begin in 1916. However, the outbreak of war halted development work as completing ongoing construction projects became more important. Furthermore, submarines, torpedo boats, and mine layers and mine sweepers became increasingly crucial as the war progressed, while battleships did not play a decisive role. Design work resumed in 1916. Following the Battle of Jutland in the early summer of 1916, the lessons learned from this battle were incorporated into the development. Several variants were discussed at length. The winning design bore the technical name L-20E Alpha, hence the name still used for the ship class today. This design was confirmed by Kaiser Wilhelm II on September 11, 1918, exactly 2 months before the end of the war, and a long-term construction order was placed. However, nothing ever came of it. According to the design proposal, the ships would have had the following technical specifications. The length would have been 238 meters, the beam 33.5 meters, and the draft 9.9 meters. The ships would thus have been significantly larger than the Bayern-class battleships and would have almost reached the dimensions of the Bismarck-class battleships of World War II. The displacement would have been 48,700 tons, also only slightly less than that of the Bismarck-class. 22 boilers and 4 steam turbines were intended to produce 100,000 horsepower and accelerate the ships to 26 knots. This would have made them significantly faster than any previous German battleship. As with their predecessors, some of the boilers were to be fueled with coal and a smaller portion with oil. The planned armament would have consisted of 8 42-centimeter guns in 4 turrets. However, the 42-centimeter guns still needed to be developed. 2 turrets would have been located at the bow and 2 at the stern. The planned maximum range would have been 33 kilometers. The secondary armament would have consisted of 12 15-centimeter guns, followed by 8 8.8-centimeter or 10.5-centimeter anti-aircraft guns. Finally, there would have been 3 60-centimeter or 70-centimeter torpedo tubes. The question naturally arises whether this design was realistic. Its performance figures far exceeded those of the Bayern class, the last battleships actually built by the German Empire. To summarize briefly, one could say, yes, these goals were achievable, but they pushed the boundaries of what was technically possible at the time. Let's examine three details. First, the main gun, caliber 42 centimeters. Did the German Navy have such naval guns? No, but they were under development. The Army had 42 centimeter guns, for example, the famous Big Bertha. The challenge, therefore, was to adapt this into a naval gun. Challenging, but not impossible. The SKL-45 gun could have been realized, but it would have consumed considerable resources and time. Secondly, speed and engine power. 100,000 horsepower and 26 knots. That's a significant leap forward from the Bayern class, which only managed 35,000 horsepower and 21 knots. However, the Navy had gained considerable experience with high-performance turbines during the construction of the fast Mackensen-class battlecruisers, which were designed to reach 28 knots and were under construction at the end of the war. It would therefore have been conceivable to achieve this level of performance. Thirdly, the ship size. The ship size would have been necessary to accommodate the engines and heavy guns. Building the L-20E Alpha ships would have required immense investments in port facilities and docks, but even that would not have been technically impossible. Ultimately, one can say that these ships would have reached the limits of their time. Reached, not exceeded. But even if everything had gone smoothly, commissioning would not have been possible before 1921-23 at the earliest, depending on the priority these ships would have been given. It was therefore clear to everyone involved that this was an investment for the post-war period, not something that could be thrown into battle. Nevertheless, both the naval and political leadership supported the project. The naval enthusiast Kaiser Wilhelm II was always receptive to such projects. Although he no longer played a significant role in the country's political and military leadership at the end of the war, even if that's hard to believe. The driving force behind the design was the naval leadership, which knew that the Allies were planning new battleships with 406mm guns. A response was therefore necessary, and building new Bayern-class battleships would not have been sufficient. In another major naval confrontation, the L-20E Alpha ships would have been needed as a counterweight to the increasingly powerful British Grand Fleet. The British were developing the N-class battleships. These were intended to carry 406mm guns, as mentioned. Due to the end of the war and the arms control agreements of the 1920s, the N-class was never built as planned. However, the Nelson-class was developed, which can be considered a scaled-down version of the N-class. The Nelson-class ships, commissioned around 1927, were armed with 9 406mm guns, displaced 35,000 tons, and could reach a speed of 23 knots. Their performance figures are comparable to those of the L-20E Alpha class, similar main guns, slightly less displacement, but also slower. The American Colorado class, where construction started in 1917 and commissioning started in 1921, can also be used for comparison. These ships displaced 32,600 tons and had a speed of 21 knots, but they were armed with 8 406mm guns. So again, similar armament, smaller and slower. Actually, the significantly more massive South Dakota class was supposed to follow the Colorados. However, this class, just like the British N-class, was stopped by the naval armament agreements of the 1920s. The South Dakotas would have displaced 47,000 tons, had 60,000 horsepower, traveled at 23 knots, and been armed with 12 406mm guns, quite comparable to the L-20E Alpha ships. The never-built Japanese Tosa-class battleships serve as the best point of comparison. These ships were laid down in 1920, but construction was halted after the Washington Naval Treaty of 1922 came into effect. Had they been completed, they would have displaced 44,000 tons, only slightly less than the L-20E Alpha class, and reached a speed of 26.5 knots, virtually the same speed as their German counterparts. Their armor would have been somewhat lighter, but they would have carried 10 16-inch or 41-centimeter guns. That the Tosa class wasn't entirely fictional is demonstrated by the fact that one of the Tosa class hulls, the Karga, was converted into an aircraft carrier. This carrier ultimately displaced approximately 38,000 tons and was powered by engines producing over 127,000 horsepower, enabling it to reach a speed of 28 knots. The Karga was completed in 1928 and served in the Japanese Navy until the summer of 1942. And if the Tosa class wasn't complete fiction, something could certainly have been made of the L-20E Alpha ships as well. Was the work on the design in vain, or did it yield results? From a purely technical standpoint, there were no direct implications for the next generation of German ships. However, the design philosophy was influential. The combination of high speed, all-or-nothing armor, and high firepower was also found in the battleships of the Scharnhorst and Bismarck classes. For the designers of these ships, the L-20E Alpha class served as a good starting point. The Deutschland-class pocket battleships, on the other hand, were based on entirely different principles.
A few finishing words.
The L-20E Alpha class ships, like so many other gigantic projects, ended up on paper. The Treaty of Versailles brought this battleship development line to a halt. But the work on this design was not in vain. The L-20E Alpha class became the intellectual bridge between the Imperial High Seas Fleet and the later Kriegsmarine. The fundamental design philosophy, high speed, high firepower, and all-or-nothing armor, became the DNA of the next generation. The designers of the Bismarck class and Scharnhorst class battleships didn't start from scratch. They built upon the formidable, yet never realized, legacy of the L-20E Alpha design from 1918. Thus, this battleship class, which never received a name, ultimately became the technical foundation for the largest warships Germany would ever build.
Thank you. This was History Lost in Time.